The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now. Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. Not just to read, but to read critically. An illiterate world is not a good one, but a world where people unthinkingly believe and accept everything they read is not much better. So it's great that you're teaching your kids to read. It's great that you are reading, but are you reading critically? You need to know. Authors can be wrong. Authors can be questioned. A book is not a one-way conversation. It's a dialogue between the reader and the writer. You have to take notes. You have to disagree. You have to question what you see on the page. Everyone needs to know. No book is definitive. No one school or system has all the answers. You have to read books by opposing thinkers. Read one book after another, then read something that presents a different point of view. You have to realize the importance of debate. You have to understand how to compare and contrast. We've talked about the dangerous world of ideas. You're going to have to look at things you disagree with. You're going to have tastes. You're going to talk and learn from people who have different opinions than you. It's going to mean going down rabbit holes you never thought of before. Remember what Epictetus said, just because someone spends time reading doesn't mean they're smart. It matters how and what you read. So start this practice today. Start it now. Be a real reader, a wide-ranging, critical reader, a questioner, a reviewer, a thinker. Stop monkeying around. Enough of this miserable, whining life. Stop monkeying around. Why are you troubled? What's new here? What's so confounding? The one responsible? Take a look. Or just the matter itself? Then look at that. There's nothing else to look at. And as far as the gods go, by now you could be trying to be more straightforward and kind. It's the same whether you've examined these things for 100 years or only 3. Marcus Aurelius's Meditations 9:37. From today's entry in the Daily Stoic, expertly translated by the one and only Steve Hanselman. The meditation coming from me. This is 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, the Daily Stoic. You can get anywhere books are sold. You can also get a leather-bound edition in the Daily Stoic store. But here's today's meditation, and then we'll riff on it a bit here. Character, Joan Didion would write in one of her best essays, is the willingness to accept responsibility for one's own life, and it is the source from which self-respect springs. Marcus Aurelius urged us not to waste time complaining about what we haven't got or how things have worked out. We have to quit monkeying around and be owners of our own lives. Character can be developed, and when it is, self-respect will ensue. But that means starting and getting serious about it. Not later, not after certain questions have been answered or distractions have been dealt with, but now, right now. Taking responsibility is the first step. To be without this respect is the worst of all fates. As Didion put it in her essay on self-respect, to live without self-respect is to lie awake some night beyond the reach of warm milk, the phenobarbital and the sleeping hand on the coverlet, counting up the sins of commission and omission, the trust betrayed, the promises subtly broken, the gifts irrevocably wasted through sloth or cowardice or carelessness. We are all so much better than that. I love in meditations, you hear Marcus, you know, saying stuff like this to himself. Stop monkeying around. How much longer are you going to wait? He says, you're an old man now and you're still struggling with this. I love the vulnerability there. Like, he's not telling you to stop monkeying around. He's telling himself to stop monkeying around. And by extension, also you. But the point is, this is directed at himself because we all struggle with it. We all get distracted. We all get, you know, complainy and whiny and obnoxious and entitled. But we have to stop. We have to stop monkeying around. We have to get serious. We have to take responsibility for our own lives, for our own actions. Yes, things happen in the world. Yes, things are unfair. Yes, things suck. Yes, there are injustices that need to be addressed at large. But you are responsible for your own habits. You're responsible for what time you woke up this morning. You're responsible for the standard you hold yourself to. You are responsible for what you say, what you do. Right? We are responsible for ourselves and our own emotions. You can't make me angry. As my wife says to me sometimes, you can't make me frustrated. We are responsible for ourselves. And when we do things where we have abstained from this responsibility, I take no responsibility at all, Trump famously said. This is the most shameless, shameful thing that a person can do. But this is an important Stoic concept, right? The Stoics say, don't take responsibility. I sometimes contrast Stoicism and Christianity. It's not that they're saying, take responsibility, God says so, or if you don't take responsibility, you're going to end up in hell. The Stoics are saying, and I think this is what Didion captures so well, is that to not take responsibility over the course of a life ultimately is a form of hell. It is a miserable way to live, as she said. It's to be beyond the reach of comforts, the drugs, the sleep, relief. It is a miserable way to live. So take responsibility for your life. Stop blaming others. Own what is in your control. Deal with it. Take it seriously. Do your best. Do good, as we were talking about last week. And you might not always succeed. You might not be rewarded for it. You may well be punished for it. You may not get what you want, but can look yourself in the mirror, you can know you did your best, you can know you're trying, and you can know that on a long enough timeline, you will be vindicated and it will work out. Be good, everyone. Take responsibility. Talk to you next time. And of course, this is what we built the Daily Stoic Read to Lead Challenge about. It's like 2 weeks of awesome Stoic-inspired reading practices. It's the reading practices I try to use in my own sort of self-driven educational process. It served me well. It served the Stoics of old well. I think you'll get a lot out of it. Check it out, dailystoic.com/read-to-lead. And again, Daily Stoic Life members get all our courses for free, which you can sign up for at dailystoiclife.com. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.